This is a podcast from Rover.
To you from a shed party in West Auckland. It's Kick-Ons.
It is the Kick-Ons. Sharon, Steph, Sean and Chris Parker. A little Kick-Ons episode after the party. Chris has left us because he's like, oh guys, I'm so famous. I'm a celebrity. I won Celebrity Treasure Island. I've got to rush off to go and see some comedy show. So he's left us.
Yes, but we only like to operate as a three. So we're going to ring Steph, who is away on maternity leave at the moment, awaiting the arrival of her small human being that's currently living inside of her uterus.
Sharon and I can't be alone in a room together contractually. No,
too much tension.
So now that Chris has left, we need to get Steph involved.
Oh,
failing
yes.
that, maybe a community counsellor.
She's not answering. She keeps doing this to me. And then,
hey, sorry, couldn't catch me.
She's having the baby!
Because we did this the other day and she was in the shower.
A baby.
I'm going to ring her again in case she's in the shower because she was messaging me earlier about Billie Eilish. So I don't think she's in labour. I think she might just be.
She is so passionate about Billie Eilish, though.
Hello? That's her. There she is.
Steph and Monks.
Are you in labour, Steph?
Guess what?
What?
Guess what?
What?
Shut up. Did you have a baby?
What? Nah, just.
I'm calling you a bitch that time, actually. I got very excited, Steph. But also, I was impressed that you were messaging me about Billie Eilish.
Billie?
Yeah, and you just had a baby. Steph, we're ringing you on the Kick-Ons because Chris has gone to a show. And we just wanted to know if you'd had a baby yet. You've answered that question. Is your due date today or yesterday?
It was today, actually, but... no baby yet. So I think this baby's going to be a May baby.
Oh.
It'll be a little April little bubba, but no, it'll be May, probably, unless it comes in like an hour.
Oh, my God, imagine.
And, yeah, I've had a really lovely day. It's been beautiful weather. Just been relaxing, watching crap tons of Real Housewives.
Yes.
Of Beverly Hills. You, Sharon, and your login on Hey You.
Yes.
Really, really stoked about that.
Steph is, I've been ranting and raving at Steph for such a long time to watch Real Housewives of anything, especially Beverly Hills and Vanderpump Rules. And she has become obsessed with Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Sean. She texts me all the time with like episode updates.
I know. Sharon was irrationally excited about this, Steph, mainly because, in Sharon's words, not mine, it's a stepping stone to Vanderpump Rules, which openly roast her for watching.
It is. I reckon you're going to love it.
Yeah, it's like a drug. I'm addicted. I'm like, this baby can actually stay in as long as it wants because I'm loving like 12-hour binge sessions.
Oh,
it's really full on.
That is amazing. Well, Steph, we are missing you extremely whilst you're off having a baby, but we hope you are having.
Yeah, I'll miss you more.
Wait, Kick-Ons.
Yeah, it's a Kick-Ons. Why, you want to tell us something about your butthole or something? Because every time we talk to you, you're like, oh, I've got a hemorrhoid in my butthole and my vag is sore.
No, I have pooed four times in the last 24 hours, though. So I think that is a sign of early labour.
It is. Mm. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So,
that's not what I wanted to ask you, but I did listen to some of the show today, which everyone else should go and do once they've listened to this one.
Oh,
is the hoedown actually happening?
Well, we're hoping so. Like, we weren't even supposed to be talking about that on the show today, and then we just randomly started talking about it because we were coming out of that Shaboozy country song, and we just started talking about it. We're like, fuck, maybe we should actually do this.
Yeah, so those two bits were not in the sheet. We didn't plan those at all. We just did it, and we launched another story arc accidentally. Don't you hate it when that happens?
I think we'll try, but I'm sensing that you don't want us to do it whilst you're away.
Oh my God, no! It would be cruel of me to prevent you guys from having like the time of your life. I feel like it would be the most fun ever, and I will live through social media and watch everything. But I think you guys should try and do it. If anyone has a barn, I think the barn thing really sold it to me.
I'm
the cutest barn with hay bales everywhere, with the top twins there, with Kaylee Bell, your bestie Sharon there.
Yes.
It'll be amazing.
Oh my God! Imagine if we did the hoedown in Waimati and we went back.
Wow.
Yes,
that,
yes,
oh,
the tap shoes.
There's so many. I could tap dance in the place I used to do my tap dancing competitions.
Can we make it that all the guys have to wear town shoes to get in there? Like
those moleskins and Airtex shirts. Oh, God.
Like those, like, number one shoe warehouse or, like, warehouse box toe, like, $20 shoes to get in. No town shoes, no entries, guys.
I am going to slip off my seat. Well, hey, Steph, thank you so much for joining the kick-ons and the best. Hopefully you go into labour in the next 10 minutes and this baby arrives in April fastest. Labour ever.
I hope so. Nice to catch up, everybody.
We love you.
You too, Steph. Steph, quickly before you go, have you decided to name the baby Sean yet?
Yes. Yep.
Yes.
Correct.
Now, remember to text me when you want me to turn up in my scrubs.
I'll leave. Yes. Bye, guys.
Okay, bye, Steph.
Bye.
So if you missed it, we will be live streaming her birth as well on TikTok.
No,
so,
she said we're not allowed to do that.
Live stream it. Well, I've tried. TikTok inevitably take it down.
No, it's more Steph doesn't want to have her giant on the internet, which I understand.
Yeah.
Do you do a little
pre-birth, like, maintenance down there, or you just don't really mind?
It depends on the person. Some people do, some people don't. Up to you. It's just your personal preference. If you're getting a Caesar, they'll shave you.
Ah.
Yes. When I had my second son, so 2 days before I had my first son, because I had to get booked in for that because I had this condition, I couldn't go into labour. So, like, 2 days before, I went and got, like, a wax, a blow dry, got my nails done, got my pedicure, got a facial. It was the best. With my second son, he was 11 weeks premature and it was COVID, so you couldn't do anything yourself. And I had been in the hospital for like 7 weeks sharing a bathroom, so I couldn't exactly shave my pubes in the bathroom. But I had this really hot anaesthetist who was like having banter with me. And then just before they start doing my surgery, which was quite complicated, they were going to have to do like 3 different surgeries. And because they had to like slice past my belly button and stuff, they had to like, they're like, okay, Sharon, we're just going to shave you now. And I was like, oh my God, I'm getting my pubes shaved in front of a room of people. It was mortifying. But yeah, some people don't, because the pubes actually act as a way of like getting, like keeping everything.
I imagine it's like
fresh.
I suppose they're like, it would act like the fluffy things inside the mouth of a whale. No, like filters things coming through.
Yes, it like keeps it protect. I don't know, like it catches germs. I don't know. I was like, I don't know enough about pubic.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, you're looking at me like I should know more about how pubes tie in with giving birth when I really don't know. I don't know anything about it.
I don't know either. But hey, good luck to Steph and Jake
as
they have their little sweet baby cherub,
little baby Sean monks.
Oh, if it's a boy, might be a girl. Yeah. Oh, Shawnee.
No, either she said gender regardless, she's going to call it Sean.
Oh, okay.
Shauna, if it's a woman.
Easy.
All right. Hey, thanks for listening. Make sure you listen to the Real Radio show today because I think it was very good.
Oh, love ya.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Kick-ons.